Paul, I thought that was a fabulous advert for Championship football, but my opinion doesn't matter, yours does. What did you make of it?
I thought we deserved to win the game. I really did. I thought we were excellent. We're against a team that should be up there, should be, with the amount of money we've spent. That's the problem. When you spend that amount of money, you expect to be up there. I shouldn't know, because I know exactly what it's like. For us tonight, we were outstanding, really outstanding. I thought that we were right from the off. There was only one team I thought really looked as if they were going to win it, and I thought it was us.
Fabulous first goal, wasn't it? The quality of the delivery from Matt Grimes and the run and the header from Hope Akpan.
Well, Matt's got a one-day left foot. He really has. He's only 20 years of age. Big future in the game. But the cross, he's got that in his locker. We've seen him doing it in training at times. And Hope, brilliant run. Actually putting the ball back across the goalkeeper was a terrific header.
Saw you a number of times tonight, Paul, on the edge of your technical area, and you applauded the forward play of Danny Graham. We were doing exactly the same up here. If you ever needed any pressure taken off you at any stage, you can find him. He doesn't give it away, does he?
Well, Danny Graham, I've all said it, Danny Graham, Grant Holt, Ricky Lambert, the three lads that are in the bottom tiers of the English game. And three of them have done absolutely fantastic for themselves to make the careers they've got. And Danny Graham was always in that category along with Holt. I always liked Holt, and he was brilliant for me at Norwich. Ricky Lambert was the same. But Danny Graham was certainly in that bracket. Three of them got major moves in their careers and done brilliant for themselves. So I knew Danny Graham, what he was like. He was not to be disrespectful, he was an old-fashioned number nine, which we needed to get us up the pitch. And he's made one hell of a difference to this club.
Is it only when you work with him every day? I know you've rated him a long time, but is he even better when you work with him every day and you see what he's capable of?
I think Danny's at an age now, at 30 years of age. He'll know his own body and the way he wants to train. And I'm not one of the ones that actually says to somebody who's 30 years of age, you must. If he feels all right, then fine. If he doesn't, then you give him an extra day to relax a little bit. But I know exactly what I'll get out of him on a Saturday, and for me, that's the main thing.
Were you frustrated that you conceded?
Yeah, because I don't think we really... OK, they'd won or two little moments, but they're entitled to. They've just bought a lad from us for a right few quid. I mean, you look at the money they've got. I mean, the money they've got is incredible.
In terms of what it does for you, it takes you to 40 points, back-to-back wins in the league. And as we know in this division, when you first arrived as well, you get a couple of results back-to-back. You go zooming up that table pretty quick, don't you?
You do, but at the same time, you can sleepwalk into something the other way. And we're not totally out of the mire, but we're in a lot healthier position than what we were.
Is that as well as you've seen your team play since you've been here, Paul, tonight?
Well, since the new lads have come in, and they're only in loan here. Gomez is a different class as well. I've got to mention him. I thought Tony Watt the night was excellent for him coming back into the fray. I think Elliot Bennett's been excellent since he's come into it. I've left him out due to the amount of work he's done. I think the new lads have certainly enhanced it. And I think this football club, I'll say that, this football club, there's a big moment in this club's the way it's going to go in the summer.
Did you have to give Gomez a little break towards the end as well?
Yeah, I did. And I asked him at half-time how he felt. And I don't know Spanish, but whatever he said to me, it didn't look convincing. So I decided to change it.
Really good night. It sets you up so nicely for the supporters, I'm sure, will be letting you know between now and Saturday how big a game it is for them to go to Burnley at the weekend. And you're going there in good heart now, aren't you?
No, we are. We go there and we're against the team, I think Burnley at the top, aren't they? So we go there and it's a really, really, really tough game. But in a derby game, anything can happen. And it's important to the people here that we try and win. And we'll go there in the thousands to try and drive us on. But we're playing well enough to go and try and win. As I said, we're up against a really good side. I don't think anybody should underestimate it. But I also know derby games are really important to people. And this is every bit important to Blackburn Rovers fans.
Just finally, real team effort, wasn't it? From start to finish tonight, from goalkeeper to centre-forward, everybody to a man put a big shift in.
Everyone. I mean, when you play the top of the table teams, and you tend to find that. You tend to find everybody has to be on their game. I mean, their squad is massive, and you look at the quality they can bring in. But the problem, I think, Middlesbrough that have is the expectancy level. And when you spend an awful lot of money and you stutter somewhere, and they've had the disappointment of no doing it last year. So I'm pretty sure that will be in their mind again.